Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Everyone, it's Linda Ocor-Jenner here again with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. As you probably know by now, I'm one of the co-founders of the Small Business Community Network. And it's lovely when we invite our members, especially our newer members, onto the podcast as a guest to share with us what kind of business they're operating and why, that kind of thing. So today I have a lovely new member called April Patterson, and she's the founder of Financial Harmony. Hello, April.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time, because we've chatted in the past and you're really busy with clients and network and stuff like that, so I know how difficult it is. So, April, what kind of business is Financial Harmony?
So Financial Harmony is it's a bookkeeping and tax preparation. That's the first thing I would say, but really I'm helping neurodiverse small business owners streamline their financial systems. And I want to take all the hassle out of all the bookkeeping and saving them time and money.
Well, for a person who doesn't like anything to do with financials, bookkeeping, anything like that, we pass it on to somebody. Well done, because we need more people like you who enjoy the work. Now, when you were at high school, let's say, did you always enjoy working with figures and stuff like that, money, calculating stuff, you know?
I took every math class I could. I loved math. I initially went to university to become a math teacher. Ooh. I always gravitated toward numbers.
You see, I was a bit shy at school, so I never learned my times table in England.
To be honest, I still don't know my times table is very good. The memory part's not that great.
And even now, I love to add up. I write my numbers on a piece of paper and add up versus using a calculator. And I am blonde. I could be a bit odd, but you never know. Thankfully, we have people like you in the world. So how long have you been in business, April?
I soft launched my business in May of 2023 through an accelerator program through my college. Mm-hmm. So coming up to 2 years now.
And you still seem very happy. You still seem like you love what you're doing.
Well, it was a very soft launch because I was still in college. So I went to university, I went to college, then I got married, had a bunch of kids. And now it's time to come back to doing something for myself. So I went back to college as an adult, and I think you value it a lot more when you start over in your midlife crisis.
That sounds so good. I really admire you, April, because I know you've got a family. You've got obviously a husband, small children. And so it could be kind of a balancing act all the time, a juggle act. How do you cope with this? I mean, you must be very organized.
I wish I could say yes to that. There are papers everywhere. My husband is very techie and I am very paper orientated. So we try to complement each other. I double check things a lot. I miss things. I forget things sometimes. I set a lot of alarms on my phone to remember things because it is a struggle. We're all of us in our family have ADHD. Two of my boys also have autism. So it's a lot. I won't lie. It's a lot.
Well, you know, thank you for being so honest, because there's nothing to be ashamed of to say it's a struggle. I struggle. And I've been in business 20-odd years. I'm not very organized, not very good at calendars. If I write things down, I can't understand what I've written. Dave is completely different to me, my husband, and the other co-founder. So he sometimes tears the hair out. He hasn't got any hair anymore. He's bald. So, I think what I'm interested in is when did you say one of your children's got ADHD or two of them?
Three of them are diagnosed with ADHD, and I'm pretty sure the preschooler also has it.
So how did you, if you don't mind me asking, this would be interesting for our listeners, how did you find out that, you know, the diagnosis for them?
So my husband was diagnosed as a child. So he has known pretty much all his life that he has ADHD. Mm-hmm. And because of his familiarity with it, he also went to school and college when we first got married to be an educational assistant. So working with a lot of kids with ADHD and other needs. So he has a keen eye for it. When he was coaching our oldest basketball, and he really realized it there, that the trouble concentrating. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not the other two, we just kind of, we just noticed things early on. Same with the fourth. We learned to spot it, the different traits of it. And most of our friends have ADHD and their kids all have ADHD. So we are this big pod.
So I believe anything from a medical nature, health and wellness nature, it's better that it's diagnosed early. Is that correct?
I would say yes. Yeah. There is not a lot of supports for ADHD, but it can come with an understanding, especially for parents who are not familiar with it. If the child gets diagnosed with it, then you start to switch your brain thinking. So it's not that your kid is trying to cause you trouble.
No.
It's that they are having trouble. And that really changes how you interact with them.
Yeah, but I guess your children are quite young. Were they able to vocalize to you or their dad or their teachers that they were having problems, or didn't they know that they were having problems?
So actually, my kids are really spread out. They're ages 3 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I homeschooled my oldest until grade 6. So I was his main teacher. For my second born, we noticed it pretty early. I remember we had him tested in kindergarten. We went to a pediatrician and said, we think he might have ADHD or autism. And that doctor said, well, he's making eye contact, so he can't have autism. Mm-hmm. And sent me paperwork done by his teacher. And his teacher marked him as almost perfect child.
Wow.
There's enough things on our list, because he's very different at home, that supported the ADHD diagnosis. By grade 3, I was mentioning to his teacher, I'm like, do you know, did it follow through on his education plan that he has ADHD? And she said, no, but that makes a lot of sense. So somewhere between the structure of kindergarten to the structure of grade 3, he needed extra stimulation. He was given a bean bag to hold or something to sit on that was a little bit wobbly so that he could get that extra energy out. And then at 12, diagnosed with autism as well.
That's so interesting. My 4 children are young adults now. They're all, you know, flew the nest, doing their own thing. They were educated partly in the UK and partly in Canada. Two of them were classed as gifted children and given extra help because they would get bored during the lessons. My other two found they had to study more and it was, you know, harder for them. And what I found with mine, and if they listen to this, they'll probably tell me off, the two gifted children really didn't try as hard as the two who had to work hard and in a way wasted, I think, what, you know,
yeah,
bit of, you know, no regrets for me, the dad or them. They're all doing very well now, but I'd never heard of ADHD till I come to Canada, and now I know it's a recognized, what do we call it, thing. Sorry.
Yeah, it's recognized disability.
A disability, yeah. It's a good thing, though, that it's recognized now, because imagine how many kids, parents, adults, whatever, have struggled for many years because it wasn't recognized. What I really want to focus on, though, April, is the fact that I hope you realize and your husband realizes, you're both working, what an excellent, you know, job you're doing as parents, but also keeping, you know, running a business, working for an organization, or if your husband does, or running his own business and you. That's remarkable, April, that you can do that and not moan and groan about it, not make excuses. You know, some business owners, if they're just starting out or they're finding it difficult, they make excuses as to why. You could make as many as you like because of your circumstances, but you seem very motivated. You are busy. You're gaining new clients. So what's your secret, April? What motivates you?
Honestly, I think that, so I just got diagnosed with ADHD last year, and I think that is my secret. So I often describe my brain as a pinball machine. So there is just a ball of thoughts, and it's just hitting all different areas. And this is actually why the majority of entrepreneurs do have ADHD, because we don't function as well in a regular office job being told what to do. We are very creative people and can be very adaptable. We're very high risk tolerant people. And we're very passionate. So we really get into things. And I guess you could say this is my hyper focus right now. because I'm fresh with it still. Maybe in 10 years, maybe this will be different, but I'm loving what I'm doing. And a big thing for me is because I was a stay-at-home mom for over a decade, and I kind of got burnt out from it. So I also had some concussions in there from some car accidents, and it just really changed how I was able to handle at home. So being able to start my own business, having my own timeline, being with people or without people to that fits me the best is really, I feel like I am, I'm more fulfilled. I feel like I'm living life to the max right now, being able to do things I'm passionate about.
Wow. Have you thought about writing a book? I think it's. I think we go through these stages or these different parts of our life. I also was a stay-at-home mom. There was, 2 years, 9 months between all of them. When we came to Canada, I had a 13-year-old and a 5-year-old. And the 13-year-old helped me through the airports because we had to get off at one airport. My husband was already here. I love being a stay-at-home mom. I really did. Before that, I actually did work in an office. I didn't mind being told what to do, but it was different in those days because instead of, if you work in the corporate world now, you do everything, you've got to do everything, whereas all those years ago, we were quite spoilt. You know, we had somebody bring us coffee around and somebody do the printing and somebody take the mail. And you focused on your one job, which suited me. And I'm beginning to wonder now if I've got ADHD, because we sound very alike, April. We do. And I love, like, I've been through the stay-at-home mom stage, the working in an office, and I'm also now, as you know, have two businesses, and I love it. And I have said to my husband, who works in the corporate world, I could not be told what to do in the corporate world. And April, there's more, what word am I looking for? Problems in the corporate world, isn't there more politics and, you know, people...
Yes.
You know, people wanting to be the ones who stand out from the crowd and push everybody else out of the way.
I hear stories of other friends who work for other people, and I don't think I could keep my mouth shut long enough to stay in a job for very long.
We are so alike, because I say that to my husband. How do you put up with it? Dave is a very patient kind of temperament, and he deals with things in a different way, whereas I'm very outright. I've learned while I've been in business not to be quite so honest and to put my terminology into nice, you know. But we sound very alike, April. What I'm really interested in, though, is it doesn't appear that anything is holding you back in particular. you've got clients, you're going through a rebranding process, I believe. So you're very focused. Does everybody have a different experience with these kinds of diagnoses?
Absolutely. For example, I succeeded very well in school, and I was a very dedicated worker, but I easily could have gotten good marks without it. Wow. In high school, for example, I was getting straight A's. I had 3 part-time jobs and I did sports and I hung out with friends.
That's amazing.
So I always had more than my share of energy. I am not that active anymore. My kids drain me. I love them, but they take a lot out of me. The hardest thing now is that balance between I'm really passionate about this, but then my kids still have a lot of needs, and I have to put sometimes down what I want to do to go do something I don't want to do, and whether that's driving someone to school or it's doing laundry. Mm-hmm. I wear a lot of hats.
Would you say women in particular do take on that role? I'm not getting at any men out there, but we do seem to take on those roles because we are just different. We have a different mindset. The one thing I will say, though, do you have a home office?
I do have a home office. I share it with my husband.
Yeah, so that would make it more difficult for you. I also have a home office, obviously, but not the restraint you have. So I commend you. I think the best thing to do is put your family first, is put your children first, because they won't be around forever, and living with regrets of I could have done better, I should have done this. So I understand that you run the business wonderfully, but I wouldn't feel that, you know, you are being taken away from it because you put your children or your family first. That is the same kind of thing I think men or women would do. And you cope. You cope magnificently. If you didn't, you wouldn't have any clients, April, would you? So you're doing an awful lot of, you know, all these things that you are sharing with us today will help other people who are struggling for lots of different reasons and think, what am I doing wrong? What can I do better? And you know, April, there is no one way to be a business owner, a parent, a wife or husband. We have to make our own way ourselves. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think one of the things I struggle with is imposter syndrome. So you're praising me like crazy, and I'm just thinking in my head, I don't deserve it. but I think we can be our own worst critic.
Yeah, good. How would you like to, leave any words of wisdom with our listeners before I let you go on with your busy day?
That it's okay to fail. You are going to suck the first time you do things, but you get better by picking yourself up and trying again.
That is wonderful. That is a really good sentiment to leave with our listeners, because failure is another way to do better next time. And you put it so aptly. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's felt like we were in a coffee shop having a conversation. It was absolutely lovely, and I'd love you to come back when you get time and talk a little bit about
it. Absolutely, I love it.
Thank you. Talk a little bit about where you want to move, and, you know, unfortunately get people to like math, you know, and stuff like that. It would be lovely. Thank you, April. You are awesome. You deserve a medal, and have a lovely rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.